The word for today is based on Psalm 67. Let's praise. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. When the alarm on Shelley's phone goes off every day at 3:16 in the afternoon, she takes a praise break. She thanks God and remembers his goodness. Although she talks with God throughout the day, Shelley loves to take this break in her busy day because it helps her to celebrate a relationship with him. I wonder what it'd be like if all of us stopped to praise him for a few moments each day, to thank Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross and to pray for those people who still don't know him. This example of praise and prayer reminds me of Psalm 67. The psalm writer asks God's grace, saying he wants to make God's name great throughout the world. In Psalm 67 verses 1 and 3 we read, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you. God, may all the peoples praise you." He celebrates God's rule and faithfulness in verse 4 as a living example of God's great love and kindness. The psalm writer leads God's people into happy praise, we read in verses 5 and 6. God's continued faithfulness to us gives us every reason to take time each day to stop our busy routine and take a few moments to thank him. And as we do that, perhaps others can join us too in trusting him, loving him, following him, and praising him. Think it over. When can you take a few minutes today to praise God? I wonder, what do you have to be thankful for? And who do you want to bring before God in prayer? For in the quiet place of prayer, God comforts, instructs, and listens to us. I wonder if you don't already receive our Daily Bread Bible reading notes, would you like the latest copy to help you in your reading and understanding of Scripture? If you do, then please get in touch and I'll let you have a copy.